He got injured in the playoff game of the year before.
Right.
He came back from the injury and had a great year.
Yeah.
So what? But,
he's old. He's 32 years old. That's old. That's old by football player. I'm sorry, but
okay,
it is.
So Brian Waters, how long did he play?
I don't know.
Okay, what? He played till he's about 36, 37 years old.
All right, that's right. He was old, but he was 32, though. He was still old.
He didn't. You can be old and not play.
I know, but we can bring out examples and exceptions of every single rule, but when it comes to extending players, like in the middle of their contract.
Listen to what you said. It's an exception to the rule because he's a top four player, and he played like a top 5 to 10 tackle in the league last year.
Yeah.
Period.
Matt Radio, good morning. It is a Football Friday brought to you by Coors Light and the Low T Center. Wade Smith joins us every Friday. We'll chat with him in just 1 second. Check out the triple threat Little Woodrow's today in Katy, I-10, and Mason, your local Texas watering hole. Football Friday is brought to you by Coors Light and the Low T Center. Wade, good morning.
Good morning, man. How y'all doing today?
So we had a debate with McClain, mostly Seth, about the offensive line's play against the Bengals.
McClain came in here gushing over how much they'd improved. Is it fair to say that he was gushing?
He
probably wasn't gushing.
But he definitely felt that they improved against Cincinnati.
Was he gushing or was he just kind of repeating what Bill O'Brien said in the press conference?
I see what you're saying.
I'll say this before we even get on it, Wade. I got angry because I'm just so disgusted with the offensive line. And I lumped Greg Manson with a few other guys that I probably... So I actually went back and rewatched the game and watched Greg Manson specifically. I will say, Greg Manson was a huge improvement over Jeff Allen. It's still not, though, like Greg Manson was some revelation at guard or something. He's still... But I like him, and he's a young player, and I think he has room for improvement. But the overall state of the offensive line... As John was telling me how they'd improved, in my mind, whenever anybody tells me the offensive line improved, I can't get the image of Geno Atkins just driving Deshaun Watson, the hope and future of your organization, into the turf like a sack of potatoes. I can't get that image out of my mind.
Yeah, and when that play happened, it was just on a simple TE game.
Yeah.
Or ET game, and the end went inside and the tackle got locked onto him. And so Geno gets around and gets a free hit on the quarterback in a situation that it should have been like. That was kind of what I was talking about Friday, that next day after. I was like, there's this simple stuff that easily can get worked out that didn't get done in that game. And so you're taking a necessary hit.
It's true. Wade Smith's spake, and he foretold it, is what happened. It was exactly what he was talking about. That Geno Atkins play, that is exactly what Wade was talking about on Friday. It's simple stuff that high school and college kids on good offensive lines figure out, and for whatever reason, the Texans are just struggling with it at times this year.
So if the offensive line's play on a scale of 1 to 10 against Jacksonville was like a 0 or a 0.5, what would it be against Cincinnati?
I would say overall, because like Nick Martin played really well, I think.
Yeah,
I thought.
Okay.
You know, Greg Mantz played decent. I would say that, I don't know, 4.
4, okay.
Yeah.
4. Well, that's an improvement.
It's an improvement, but it's like, what are your expectations for a group?
In general,
if you're offensive
7.
Line and you have a 4 performance, that's terrible.
Yeah,
you know
that's the problem.
Like
that's
if our offensive line group lines up there, when I was there, I'll just say this, just playing the NFL, if we went out there and we put a 4 on the field, we're upset with ourselves.
Yeah.
We need to be in the 7, 8, 9, 10s. Like 7 is like, all right, we just got by.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? 4 is terrible. So you don't want to put a performance out there. But just taking it as, you know, at face value, they did improve from Jacksonville to Cincinnati.
Well, and at the very least, too, and this is one of the other things I got angry about the other day, was that I think a lot of people are giving the offensive line credit for claiming that the Texans spread it out on that last drive. They didn't spread it out. They had two backs in the backfield, one of which was a fullback, and those guys stayed in the block. It was 7-man protection with 5 offensive linemen and 2 running backs. So it's not like the offensive line locked it down on that final drive, but I felt good because Deshaun Watson did have time to throw on that drive, and for that one drive at least, that little scenario worked.
Yeah, and that's a critical part of the game. That drive won the game for them. And so when they needed to make plays, they made plays. There were instances earlier in the game when they had critical down and distances, 3rd and 1s, where they didn't show up. And that was upsetting. And as offensive lineman, that pisses you off more than anything is when you can't make that critical first down to extend a drive, to keep your defense off the field, things of that nature. And so they failed in those respects too many times. But like when it counted, that last drive, they gave them time. Deshaun was able to make plays. and they end up getting a field goal, and they end up winning the game.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is during the game, I, like a lot of people, was critical of them for night. I wanted to see more bootleg. Then I go back and watch the game, and they ran at least one boot on pretty much every series, I think over the first three quarters, definitely in the first half. But then after a while, if you don't have a tight end in the game, there's only so much you can do with a bootleg. I mean, there's just that the quarterback doesn't have that magical... That they you don't put that outside linebacker in that crunch of either having to rush the passer or cover a tight end.
Right, and that's one thing you do have to keep in mind when you're grading the overall just offense in general that past game is personnel-wise, they were severely hampered by not having any tight ends and having to use offensive linemen playing tight end, which is something I really don't like personally. And so there's not a lot. And then your receiving core was down as well. So, you know, they, you know, what is it, more with less, and they did what they could with what they had, but they're going to have to be better, way better this week in order to have a chance to beat the Patriots.
I feel good from the standpoint, well, not good. I feel better from the standpoint that the Patriots compared to Jacksonville and Cincinnati, they don't have as explosive of pass rushers as those teams do. They don't have Calais Campbell. They don't have Yannick Ngakoue, Geno Atkins, Carlos Dunlap. The Patriots are going with basically, you know, their standard lunch pail, Trey Flowers, those kind of guys. On the other hand, the tough thing about the line right now is that other than two spots, Martin and Greg Mance, it's basically impossible to sit here and feel optimistic about anything. Like, left tackle is not going to get better right now, depending on the Duane Brown situation, which we'll get into. But left tackle, left guard is not going to get better, and right tackle is not going to get better. Like, I have, it's not like it's a young, like, it's Sua Fields in year four. Like, I would, if it was all young guys, like all rookies, I'd be like, okay, well, you know what? This is awful, but maybe it'll get better. I feel zero optimism about those three spots.
Obviously, okay, there's the whole Duane Brown dynamic, which who knows? And right now, that's the biggest wild card. But I guess this is where, and Wade, this has been the theme all week. I do this every year when the Texans play the Patriots. I did it when you were playing, I'm doing it now. I talk myself into it. Now, it was easier when you were playing because you guys had much more competitive teams. I talk myself into it over the course of the week that the Texans have a fighting chance. The big problem here is that they're going up to New England. And I don't know what the hell is it? I never actually played in New England. I was injured every time that we would have played in New England.
That was convenient.
What the hell is it about that? Yeah, like
what's that about?
Well, Belichick thought highly of me and he paid me off. I didn't have to go. I didn't make those trips. What is it about Foxborough itself, aside from the radios going all screwy in critical moments?
You know what? It's tough for me to say because when I go up there and play, when I look at it personally,
yeah,
I feel like I've had good games up there.
Uh-huh.
Personally, sometimes we just, the thing about the Patriots is that they will capitalize on every single mental mistake or scouting report mistake that you have throughout a game.
Yeah.
And they will make you pay for it, and they'll score touchdowns off of it, or they'll get turnovers off of it. And so you have to be sharp mentally, and you have to go up there with a bully mentality, like, I'm going to beat them up physically. And that's the only way you have a shot. And sometimes teams get too cute. Sometimes think, like, I'm going to outsmart the smartest kid in the room. You can't. He is the smartest kid in the room.
Your inefficiencies and weaknesses blow up even more.
Right. You have to just accept the fact that, okay, most likely they're going to be smarter than us, but we are going to punch them in the mouth every single play, and we're not going to make mental errors. We're not going to beat ourselves. That's the way the Ravens would always go up there and either beat them or take them to close games because they would just go into mentality like, we're going to hit them in the mouth every single play. They're going to get tired of us beating them up.
Yeah.
And that's the way you have to play them. And I think last year,
way
the Texans played them in the playoff game was very similar to that.
And Brady's frustration.
They just didn't have somebody that could throw the ball around to capitalize on the way the defense played last year. This year, I think we're a lot better quarterback. So I think you should be able to talk yourself into you know, the Texans competing and having a chance to win the game, because our biggest deficiencies right now, the Patriots really can't capitalize on. You know, we're talking about the offensive line struggling, but they don't have the front seven that's going to make them pay. And so I think they have injuries at their skill position. So there's reason to have optimism with the Texans going up there this time.
Is something that happened with a different offensive lineman a factor in Duane Brown's holdout? We're going to present that story and debate that question. Also, look ahead to Deshaun Watson making this start in New England. What the game plan is likely to be. What kind of offense are we likely to see with 10 days off on Sunday?
I'm going to eat four kolaches during this break.
I like it. Wade Smith in. You're listening to Mad Radio.